You know, we spend so much time focused on, the intellectual stuff, right?
Yeah.
Data, strategy.
Well, all the hard numbers.
But when you really think about it, what's actually driving our choices,
Yeah.
our interactions, even our successes, it feels like more and more. It's about emotions.
Our ability to understand them, navigate them, both in ourselves and, with other people.
Exactly. And that brings us to emotional intelligence, or EQ. It's getting a lot of buzz, especially looking ahead to, say, 2025.
It really is. It's not like a totally new concept, but its importance, it just seems undeniable now, personally and professionally.
Couldn't agree more. And that's what we're digging into today. We've gathered some pretty compelling research, trend reports, expert takes, all sort of circling this idea of the EQ effect.
Right.
So our mission for this deep dive is basically to pull out the key insights. How
Yeah.
does EQ really impact our growth, you know, personally in our careers? And what's the picture for 2025 looking like?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so to kick things off, what is EQ fundamentally?
Well, in simple terms, it's your ability to first recognize and understand your own emotions, and then crucially, manage them.
Okay.
And just as important is being able to perceive and, influence the emotions of the people around you. It's about using emotions smartly, really.
So it's more than just knowing you're, I don't know, annoyed. It's about understanding why and then deciding what to do with that feeling. Constructively, I mean.
Exactly, not just reacting. And it breaks down into a few key parts. First up is self-awareness, really knowing your own emotions, how they impact you, how they impact others.
Got it.
Then there's self-regulation, that's managing those emotions well, especially, when things get stressful.
Right, keeping you cool.
Kind of, yeah. Then social awareness, that's understanding and empathizing with other people's emotions. And finally, relationship management, using all that awareness to build and keep good relationships.
Wow, okay. That sounds pretty comprehensive. Has the idea of EQ itself, like, changed much over time?
Oh, definitely. I mean, the term EQ really took off in the 90s, but psychologists have been exploring the importance of emotions for, ages. What's really shifted is how we think about measuring it. We've got different models now, ways to actually assess EQ. It's gone from just a concept to something, practical, something you can develop.
And that leads to this EQ effect, the tangible results.
Precisely, the real-world impact of having and using these skills.
Okay, let's really get into that impact then,
Yeah.
starting with our personal lives. How does EQ really help us grow as individuals?
Well, a huge piece is that self-awareness we mentioned, just recognizing your emotional state and seeing how it connects to your actions.
Right.
Our sources actually point to things like journaling. It sounds simple, maybe, but it can be super effective for spotting your emotional triggers.
Triggers, like what sets you off?
Exactly. Those things, situations, thoughts that consistently spark a big emotional reaction, knowing them is like step one.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
If you don't even know what pushes your buttons, it's pretty hard to control the reaction, isn't it?
Impossible, almost.
Yeah.
So once you have that awareness, what's next? You
Self-regulation.
got it. That's the next piece. Knowing your emotions helps you manage them better, especially under pressure. So instead of just lashing out, maybe, you learn to use techniques. Simple things like deep breathing, maybe a quick mindfulness moment. It creates that little bit of space,
Yeah.
for a better response.
And that ability to regulate, that must have a big knock-on effect for mental well-being.
A massive one. Less reactivity usually means less stress, right?
Yeah.
So the research shows EQ builds resilience, makes you better at handling stress, anxiety. It can even help you work through deeper stuff like fears or insecurities because you can process the emotions involved more healthily.
Okay, I see that connection clearly.
And naturally, when you're better with your own feelings and you can understand others, well, that transforms your relationships.
How so? Tell me more there.
Empathy is key. Really being able to grasp what someone else is feeling, it just builds deeper connections. Think about it, like if your partner is snappy, maybe you recognize they're stressed about work instead of just getting defensive yourself.
Okay. So you respond differently
Yeah.
with more understanding.
Exactly. It leads to better interactions, smoother conflict resolution when you do disagree. It's about seeing their perspective.
That really rings true. It's so easy to just focus on your own reaction, isn't it?
Yeah.
But stepping back, trying to see their side.
It changes everything. And one last thing on the personal side, frustration tolerance.
Okay.
EQ helps you handle setbacks more rationally. People with higher EQ tend not to get totally derailed by challenges. They see them as, part of life and manage the emotional fallout better, less overwhelm.
So personally, EQ is like this internal toolkit for dealing with life's ups and downs. Very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's shift gears. The professional world. How does all this translate to career success?
Okay, yeah. This is where that EQ effect really shines, according to our sources. The link between high EQ and leadership, it's incredibly strong.
How strong?
Well, some figures suggest something like 90% of top performers have high EQ. And there's research, I think UC Berkeley was involved, suggesting EQ is way, way more predictive of success than IQ.
Wait, really? More than IQ? By how much?
The numbers cited are huge, upwards of 400% more accurate in predicting success. It's pretty staggering.
Wow. So being brilliant isn't the only thing that matters at work. Not by a long shot, it seems.
Not at all. Especially in leadership. High EQ helps build trust, navigate team dynamics, manage stress your own and others. It just boosts team performance overall.
Okay. And communication. Does it help there too?
Directly. Big time. With good EQ, you're better at saying what you need clearly with the right emotional tone.
Uh-huh.
And crucially, you become a better listener, more active, more empathetic. You hear the words and you pick up on the feelings behind them. That cuts down massively on misunderstandings.
Yeah, I can see that. Fewer crossed wires. And what about when disagreements inevitably pop up?
EQ helps you handle those better too.
Yeah.
Definitely. You approach conflict more calmly, more constructively, because you can actually understand the different viewpoints, the emotions involved.
Which must lead to better teamwork overall.
Exactly. Empathy, good social skills, they build trust, create a more positive environment where people feel, you know, heard and valued.
It all feels very interconnected, doesn't it? Like a positive cycle.
It really is. Better communication, less destructive conflict, stronger teams. And just like personally, EQ is vital for managing workplace stress.
How so?
Well, people with high EQ are better at controlling those knee-jerk negative reactions. They can take feedback, even criticism, more constructively, less defensiveness. They keep their composure better under pressure.
And all of that surely helps with career progression.
Absolutely. It all adds up, which probably isn't surprising, right?
Makes sense. Are there, like, actual numbers on that? Career advancement, maybe salary?
Yeah. The data we looked at suggests people with high EQ earn significantly more per year. The figure cited was around $29,000 more. On average.
Wow, okay. That's substantial.
It is. And it ties back to EQ accounting for a huge chunk, like 58% of overall job performance. It's not just about the money, it's about effectiveness.
Right.
And one more thing, especially relevant now, adaptability.
Ah, dealing with change. How does EQ help there?
It helps you accept change, respond to uncertainty more effectively. You can manage your own emotional reactions to new things, understand how change affects others, and just approach it all with a more open and resilient mindset. Better decisions when things are up in the air.
Okay, this is all incredibly compelling. It really sounds like working on our EQ is, well, a seriously good investment. So practically speaking, what can we actually do to develop it?
Well, the good news is it's not fixed. EQ is skills. You can learn them, strengthen them.
That's encouraging.
Yeah. And a lot of the things we talked about for personal growth apply here, too. Like self-awareness practices, journaling, reflecting on your day, especially in a work context, understanding your patterns, your triggers at work.
Okay. And for managing the emotions.
Yeah.
The self-regulation piece?
Mindfulness is huge. Even short meditations, deep breathing techniques. These are tools you can genuinely use at work, you know,
yeah,
to create that pause before reacting.
Right. The pause.
And for empathy. Really focus on active listening. Make a conscious effort to see things from your colleagues' or clients' points of view, perspective taking.
And the social side, interacting with others.
Yeah, work on those social skills, networking, team building stuff, just focusing on clear, respectful communication. And don't underestimate feedback.
Asking others.
Yeah, asking trusted colleagues, maybe a mentor, for honest feedback. It's invaluable for spotting blind spots, areas you can grow. And, you know, more companies are getting it now. They're offering EQ training programs for their staff, recognizing its importance.
Good to know there are concrete actions. Okay, let's look ahead now. Thinking about 2025, what are the key trends, the stats, that really hammer home EQ's growing importance?
The data is pretty loud on this one. The whole market for EQ training development, it's projected to grow significantly. It was valued at close to $870 million a few years back and expected to keep climbing fast. Organizations are definitely investing.
Wow.
And we already mentioned its impact on job performance, right? that remains critical, still a key predictor of success.
And the money aspect, the higher earnings.
Expected to stay significant, yeah. That EQ advantage and earning potential seems solid, but maybe the biggest trend for 2025 is how central EQ is becoming for leadership.
More so than before.
Especially, it seems, with hybrid and remote work becoming so common, leaders need top-notch EQ to build connection, trust, provide stability. When their team isn't physically together, it's a different skill set.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Leading remotely. Yeah, that demands a lot emotionally.
It really does. And one final point, AI.
Artificial intelligence, how does that fit in?
Well, as AI gets more sophisticated, does more tasks, EQ is standing out as a uniquely human advantage.
Interesting. Why?
Because AI, for all its power, lacks genuine empathy, that nuanced emotional understanding that's still our domain. It's crucial for collaboration, connection, things AI can't replicate, not really.
So even as tech advances, our humanness, our EQ, becomes more valuable, not less.
Precisely. It's a key differentiator in the professional world.
This has been genuinely eye-opening, really digging into this EQ effect. If you had to sum it all up, what's the main takeaway message?
I think the overwhelming message from all the sources is that EQ isn't just a nice-to-have soft skill anymore. It's pretty fundamental. It's becoming a really powerful factor for, well, personal happiness and professional success, the data, the trends, expert opinions, they all point that way.
And the hopeful part, the empowering part, is that it's not fixed. We can actually work on this stuff.
Exactly. It's a skill set you can develop. It's a journey, really. Ongoing self-awareness, growth, but one with huge potential rewards, personally and professionally.
Absolutely. So as you're listening, maybe take a moment to reflect on all this. Here's a final thought for you. Thinking about your own emotional intelligence, what's maybe one specific area that feels most important for you to develop right now? And how could working on that area help you reach your current goals, whether they're personal or professional? Definitely something worth mulling over.